Algernon, thanks for joining us. This week we are starting off talking about school buses. You recently reported on a story involving the anti-donation clause and a private bus contractor that has been working with Las Cruces Public Schools. What can you share with us?
This is a story with an interesting question. So the New Mexico State Constitution has this clause that says that public agencies cannot give gifts to private organizations like businesses, although businesses can give to public agencies. So the bus contractor that provides transportation for the Las Cruces Public Schools is STS, and they wanted to figure out a way to reduce traffic, to have fewer empty buses driving around town, reduce some miles, reduce some gas, and cut on their costs a little bit, all of which is borne by the public.
Okay, so what did they do to address this issue?
So what they did was they built a bus yard over at Oñate High School, which is on the east side of Las Cruces, and they started parking buses there and trying to set up a kind of a satellite yard with some portables that were owned by the district. The district paid to install some security cameras and other equipment, and so they invested a little bit of money, the idea being that they would save enough money in maintenance and fuel and all these other costs to pass on to taxpayers.
So they basically built this facility on school property?
That's exactly right. So there are parking lots on two sides of the school. There's a front and then there's a rear parking lot. So the buses are taking up part of the rear parking lot. And so they've had to juggle around a little bit with events and staff parking and things like that. There have been some hitches. But the only other facility for school buses is over on 17th Street in the middle of town. It's 10 miles away. And so they're trying to figure out a way to reduce some of the commute time for our 9-year-old fleet of buses.
Okay, so what's the issue with this and how it really pertains to the anti-donation clause? And your reporting shows that the state auditor's office is looking into this.
Right, they're doing some fact-finding. I'm not sure what state their investigation is in because they won't tell me much about that. But the state auditor is looking at it to see if it conforms with the audit rule. Again, the issue is the district helping the business save money on its costs for its own profits, or is this a legitimate way to save on a very tight transportation budget, which is taxpayer money?
Okay, Algernon, thank you for reporting on this. We'll keep updated with you on that. Moving on, there was a cancellation at the Las Cruces Wine Festival. Now, how did this really impact businesses that depend on the wine festival for profit and to grow their business?
There was a large impact. So this was the Memorial Day weekend Wine Fest, a 3-day event. They ended up having to cancel for the first time in its history, canceling because of weather. We had some very strong winds, gusts up to 54 miles an hour on the second day of the event. So they had to close early. New Mexico Wines, the organizer of the event, says that the economic damage is about $500,000 or more. As well, you had 11 food trucks that had stocked up because they were expecting to sell 3 days' worth of food at this event, and they actually had to have a special event to try to sell off that inventory because there's only a window of time before that food goes bad.
Now, the people that put on this event, has there been any discussion about future wine festivals in Las Cruces and where they hold it? Does that make a difference?
It does make a difference. Also, New Mexico's climate is changing, and I know there are people who get tired of everything being tied to climate change and climate disruption, but when your economy is dependent on outdoor events like this, in the future you're going to have to look at trends where the dust storms get more intense, fire season gets extended. For now, New Mexico Wines is offering ticket holders 2-for-1 tickets to the next Wine Fest event, it's on Labor Day weekend. And for more, you can read Jackie Devine's reporting in the Sun News.
Okay, now we don't have too much time left, but unfortunately we do have some disappointing news. There are some local businesses that are closing. What can you share with us?
We have seen a spate of restaurants closing for a number of reasons. Of course, many people think it's the minimum wage, but there are also other factors that come into play. We're losing International Delights. This has been a local favorite for a long time. I just got word as we're speaking that Pho Saigon is also closing, as well as some other businesses. So yeah, there's been a cycle of businesses closing lately.
Algernon, thanks for updating us this week. We'll talk with you next week.
Ciao.